Hi, Jordana. Thanks for spending a little time with Wisconsin Public Radio listeners.
Hi, Stephanie. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, you're very welcome. It's been enjoyable to listen to the debut CD. Really love it.
Thank you.
How did a group of classical musicians end up creating such a unique sound?
You know, for us, what we did, and I mean, I think what part of what makes it unique is that we didn't try to fall into any specific genre as much as we started writing songs and we did what was most natural for us in terms of the melody and the lyrics and the harmonies. And I think that one of the things that sort of makes it more classical, I suppose, is the instruments that we use and the way that we use them. But the lyrics tend to be a little bit more towards, I think, folk music. So it's just sort of, it's a mix of things that makes it unique, I guess.
What kind of words would you and the band use to describe the music, do you think?
Well, it's meant as communication, and we like to think of it as being rich and I guess communicative and virtuosic in some senses.
Oh, absolutely. I would agree with that. Well, and speaking of that, you're getting some really great reviews for the musicianship, but not just the playing, the singing as well. You're getting some nice reviews for your harmonies. Do you compose those keeping theory in mind the way maybe a classical composer would, or do they kind of arise organically as you're writing?
You know, it's a mix of the two things that oftentimes we'll start out by saying, I feel like I hear this sort of sound and it should be, you know, it should either have that bluegrass high and lonesome, or we want a sort of a medieval chant sound here. And then from there, we often will use some of our classical training in terms of thinking theory-wise and saying, well, we want the voice leading to be a certain way and that sort of thing. But mostly it's just whatever we want, whatever sounds the most like what we're going for at that moment. And we will break those theory rules if we need to.
That's good to hear. Well, the very first song on the CD kind of gives a nice example, not only of the harmony writing and singing, but also of the instrumental part writing. Here I Stand. That's a wonderful tune.
Thank you.
Here I stand at the end of the day, wondering if I went the right way. When I wake up tomorrow, will the world be the same? And if it is, am I to blame? Will I try and try to fix what needs fixing? And I cry and cry when I fail time and again. Will I try and try to change what needs changing? And I cry and cry because I'm trying in vain.
Was Here I Stand, the first song on the first CD from Harpeth Rising. I'm talking to Jordana Greenberg. She plays the violin and is one of the vocalists on the CD. Jordana, are you working on a new CD now?
We are, actually. We are very close to being ready to release our second CD, and we're so excited about it. We've been in the studio, and we've been working with producer Bill Voindick, who's a real inspiration to us. He was sort of the man behind Alison Krauss, and he's worked with Ralph Stanley and Bob Dylan and a lot of people. So he sort of heard us and said, you know, I'd be interested in working with you guys, and then we have a lot of trust in him to sort of say, I think this is the direction this album should go in, and that sort of thing. So we're definitely excited. It's coming out sometime this summer.
Excellent. Is the songwriting kind of in the same vein as your current CD, or is it evolving into different directions?
I'd say both. You know, there are certain themes that are close to our hearts that I think show up in song after song, but at the same time, we've gone in several different directions in the next album that we're excited about. I mean, in terms of themes, traveling is a big thing for us, sort of the theme of being on the road and finding inspiration from it. And also just social responsibility is a huge theme mm-hmm. for us as well. And but in terms of the new things, we have a couple of sort of darker themed songs on the next album, I'd say, in you know, with themes of greed and sort of, there's one song, the title track of the album actually, it's called Dead Man's Hand, and it's about Las Vegas. It's sort of a funny combination of experiences that Rebecca and I had, along with sort of our vision of what could happen to someone if they fell into the wrong mm-hmm. wrong line of things in Vegas.
Well, that gives you plenty of fodder, I would think, for some songwriting.
Absolutely.
You have some wonderful, meaningful lyrics in the CD that we're listening to right now, and Abraham is one of those songs that I think is thought-provoking. Is there a story behind that song?
Yeah, absolutely. Abraham is actually the one song on the album that we did not write. It was written by my father, who's an amazing singer-songwriter, and he goes by the pseudonym of Wild Man Green, and His music can be found on iTunes as well, and in fact, we have three of his songs on the next album, one of which I co-wrote with him, and in all of his songs, although he wrote them, he does work very closely with us, and so we have some, you know, we make some changes, and ultimately it becomes a collaborative process between him and us, but he's the big inspiration behind a lot of those songs, including Abraham.
Wow, that's neat. Let's listen to a little bit of Abraham.
Where are we going now, Abraham? Abraham, my father, my son. Where will we be when this day is done? Who will you embrace? Who will you shun? And who will greet the morning sun? Called, few are chosen. Your faith will lie where the truth is spoken. Abraham, my father, my son, can this ever be undone? Thank you. what were we really trying to prove? And how can we ever heal these wounds?
That's an excerpt from Abraham, just a... You know, I love the beautiful lyrical violin, and then the rest of the band comes in with hand drums and banjo. It's a really cool juxtaposition.
Thank you. Yeah. You know, that was actually one of the things my dad was really pleased about in that song, was sort of how, I guess, he felt that we added to it by using the instruments in certain ways. And so he was really happy with that.
Oh, I can imagine. I can imagine. You mentioned that you have a recurring theme of being on the road, and one of the songs that has that theme is The Time You Need. It's a really kind of a lovely, uplifting, kind of energetic song. Is there any special meaning in that one?
Absolutely. And, you know, Rebecca and I do almost all of the songwriting for the group, and one of the things that was instrumental in getting the inspiration to start the band for us was actually this road trip that we took. Straight out of college, we just sort of, we set out and we drove across the country, and we made our way there by busking on the side of the street, which is just playing, and people will give you donations and and playing as much as possible and learning songs along the way. We stopped at several different music festivals, including Telluride, and so this song is essentially just saying that the road is very meaningful to us, and no matter what, you can always go out and you know, find something that you might need by traveling a little bit.
So. Great. Well, we're going to hear this song in its entirety in just a moment. My guest has been Jordana Greenberg. She's a founding member and violinist and vocalist with Harpeth Rising, a great new, I guess maybe we should call you Americana to have to put a genre on it.
Sure, Americana or folk. We'll take anything.
Well, you're getting some wonderful reviews wherever you play, and you'll be in Wisconsin next weekend, this coming Saturday at the Mosquito Hill Nature Center in New London at 7:30. That concert is sponsored by the Green Apple Folk Society. And then again, a week from today at the Brink Lounge in Madison. That show is at 7 o'clock, and that one is sponsored by the Mad Folk Society. Thank you so much for your time, Jordana. I know you'll get a nice Wisconsin welcome at both shows.
Thank you so much. We're really looking forward to it.
By my side, it takes me far away when I need to not be here, and it takes me home again when I've overcome my fears. Mama wishes I would fight it, Daddy says it's in my blood. I just know I gotta move, not waiting for the flood. You can roll on forever if your wheels will keep on turning, and you don't have to stop until the need to go stops burning. The highway doesn't judge you, and it won't begrudge you the time you need before you turn. Every day's the same, and I've just had enough. My old friend waits for me, ready every day. There's time I am fighting it, there's reasons to stay. You can roll on forever if your wheels will keep on turning, and you don't have to stop until the need to go stops burning. The highway doesn't judge you, and it won't begrudge you the time you need before you turn around. On turning, and you don't have to stop until the need to go stops burning. The highway doesn't judge you, and it won't begrudge you the time you need before you turn around. Yeah, you can roll along forever if your wheels will keep on turning, and you don't have to stop until the need to go stops burning. The highway doesn't judge. you, and it won't begrudge you the time you need before you.